We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This year has further confirmed my theory that we're in a simulation. Because, like, I feel like whoever's running this shit... I sound nuts. I sound like a flat earther.
but have you ever seen it be round?
Yeah, have you witnessed it yourself? But the horizon is flat.
Welcome to the Holy Hour.
I'm Amelia Sanson.
And I'm Liz Ball. Thanks for joining us for Mass.
Liz is wearing a jersey that says, wine me, dine me, and on the back it says 69.
Yeah. And it's a crop jersey.
It's the best thing I've
ever seen. I bought it in honor of sports.
Right. We love sports in this household.
We sure do.
No,
For those of you who don't know me, I don't care about sports in any capacity.
At all? Like, you
not
don't?
Not really, no. I
don't
have never
enjoy
cared
a good
about sports.
Football game every no. now and then.
So, I'm down to watch gymnastics, and that's about it.
That they are athletes.
Yeah.
Like, to the nth degree.
I want to see a gymnast. I want to see some ice skating.
Mm-hmm. I wish I kept ice skating. I really wanted to ice skate because
get some rollerblades. Go rollerblading with me.
I want to get, like, the rollerblades that, like, not... Is it... I want to get roller skates.
Oh,
the
roller
ones
skates,
with the four.
Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of...
Hot girls on roller...
Yep.
Roller skates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On TikTok. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
I keep thinking, I could do that, but I can't keep my balance on solid land.
Blades are so easy.
They are?
Yeah. Blades are easier than skates.
I'm one of those people that forgot how to ride a bike.
Girl, I rode a bike for the first time, like... last month is the first time in like 10 years.
And you remembered?
It was a little scary. I was like, fuck, I'm gonna fall over.
I used to ride my bike all the time growing up, and then I didn't until like ninth grade, ended up in a bush, never did it again, and then in college my boyfriend at the time tried to teach me on his bike, but he was way taller than me, so even on the lowest setting, like, my toes just touched, so that was kind of a nightmare. So now I'm just like hanging up my helmet.
Let's
just call it
no,
a day.
Let's have you, we're gonna teach you to ride a bike again.
Okay.
And then we're gonna do the, what is it, the solstice parade?
Yes.
And you can, I'll be riding along on the back on my rollerblades.
We're just both naked.
Titties out, yeah.
I love this idea. Did the solstice parade happen this year?
No.
That's such a beautiful thing that happens every year. So I love that that's a thing. I've never been. Have you been?
No.
I, like, look for lawyers on dating apps. But then I'm like, I don't like losing arguments,
I most likely will get into legal trouble.
Right. It would be nice to have somebody, like, in my corner for that. But I don't, I'm not good at losing arguments. Like, I'm really not. And I need to get back. That's a character flaw. But I have to win arguments.
You could be like me and just avoid them altogether.
I feel like I go through phases where I'm like, it's easier just to not fight. But
just cry.
Surrender.
Why are you being mean to me?
That feels like a more peaceful way to deal. I wish that I could adopt some of that. I really am
what
too
I
aggressive.
Would, what I used to do is, like, I would pop off, and then if, like, my boyfriend at the time, like, whenever I was doing this, would, like, clap back at me, I would be like, and then start crying.
It's like when you scare a baby and there's, like, a pause before they start crying.
What do you mean you're gonna fight back? I don't like that.
Do you not like me anymore?
No, don't feel sorry for me. I fucking suck. I'm such a dumb bitch. I'd be like, well, this is important to me. And then they're like, not everything can be important to you, okay? Pick what you want.
Pick your battles. Yeah. Yeah, I think that I was just so passive for so long because I, like, was so insecure in my relationship that when I stopped being insecure, I stopped, like, all of the behavior from when I was insecure, and I swung to the other side of the pendulum. So now I don't enjoy arguing, but if an argument comes up, I'm like, I'm not back in town. We will argue about this for a month if we need to. I'm not losing.
That makes sense why, like, when I tap you in on a Twitter argument,
I won't back down. I'm like,
I'm like, Amelia, someone's being mean to me. Even though I also think, like, in the scheme of things, too, like, in general, I'm like, if you hate me, I do not care.
Yeah, that's what it seems like, and that's a good
low-key,
approach to
like,
take.
I kind of like the idea of someone hating me.
Yeah, like, they're spending energy on you.
Yes.
That's dope.
Just like,
cool. Thank you.
I'm not even thinking about you.
Yeah, I don't like, even know
you hate
name.
Me. You're missing out.
Yeah, seriously. But these people on Twitter, it's like, it's so fun to make them hate you because they're just so irrelevant to your life that yeah. It's like you being so angry at me for a thought that I've had is you wasting your energy. Mm-hmm. It's not affecting me in any way, so it's almost more fun just to like poke them a little bit more because they're like, all just like dick bags. It's all just like women hating men.
Yeah,
men that hate women, that's a better way to say it. That are just like looking for like girls to fight with on Twitter.
Yeah.
So fuck that. I'm like, I'm in.
Oh my God.
Put me in.
That happens so much more often.
So often.
Versus like a man.
Yeah.
I still need to try my Twitter experiment of making like a burner account as a man.
Oh yeah.
And just saying the shit I normally say.
Yeah.
See what happens.
You'll go viral. I guarantee it.
And then do a face reveal and be like, what's Bitches. Up? It's me.
Oh my God. That reminds me. Did you hear about that woman? I think she was in Korea, who was like masquerading as this very young, like perfect face on these live streams, and she had like thousands of male followers, and then one day she like jumped out of the filter and it was a deep fake the whole time. She was like this like 60-year-old woman. She like kind of blipped out of it for a second. Everyone's like, wait, what? Well, hold on, what the fuck? And she was deep faking the entire like year that she was putting this on.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Good for her.
Yeah, she was capitalizing on
but also,
technology.
That is
it's
terrifying.
Scary. It's really, really scary.
I remember listening to a podcast. I wish I could give them credit, but I literally don't remember what it was. I was in someone else's car and they were playing it. But they had talked about deep fakes and just like the potential of manipulating news is horrifying.
Yeah. That's one of those things that's like, I can't find the purpose for it needing to exist. Like,
yeah.
I feel like everybody is in a rush to do the next big technology thing and nobody has a purpose for it and it's just getting out of hand. Like, mm-hmm. You can't use that for any good.
No.
At all. Like, pretending to be somebody else is not ever going to turn out well. And now people are doing it in porn, so like people can make like
celebrity
Ariana
porn.
Grande porn.
That,
yeah.
Oh my God.
I know. I have such an issue with it. Like Black Mirror is dark, but it's like so close to what we're like entering into in so many
part
ways.
Part Black Mirror, part Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I wanted to talk to you about have you seen the show Pen 15?
Mm-mm. But I've seen ads for it.
It is so fucking
it
funny.
It looks
it's
so,
so
good.
I'm in season 2. I'm in the middle of it. And there is, like, a couple of episodes where the two main characters, they're the fucking funniest women in television, in my opinion, right now. Because they're, like, grown-ass adult women, like, in their 30s, dressing up as middle school girls.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, and then everyone else in the show is in middle school, besides the moms. So, to me, that's
hilarious. Yeah, that's objectively funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because I remember watching it, I was like, why do they look like not middle schoolers? And then I looked them up. I was like, oh, that's why. So they meet this girl who is like this compulsive liar. She is rich and she's like super fucking bitchy to her mom. Mm-hmm. And she just like kind of weasels her way into being their friend. And like, did you ever have, like, a weird friend that, like, would say shit like that? I feel like everyone had some, like, weird, like, horse girl friend who's temporary, who, like, had a shitload of money or something.
I was always the girl growing up that was nice to everybody, and people would, like, recognize that and cling on to me. So, like, I had a lot of, like, I was kind of, like, a safe haven as they passed by my whole life. I remember it. Like, as far back as kindergarten. I was actually thinking about that the other day. Like, I've always had, like, my group of friends that have been solid. But then, like, I always just kind of have, like,
a couple filtering through.
Yeah, of, like, the, like, kind of, like, weird people in school that, like, nobody else would talk to because I felt bad for them. Like, I was just, like, too empathetic. And I don't, I don't regret that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm glad that I was able to be friends with people that didn't have anyone else, but it was always shit like that where it's like they're lying about things and like.
Can you think of anyone specifically?
No, I mean like.
Because I can think of someone specific.
Can you? Yeah. I mean like I had a friend. It's a little bit different. I don't want to derail the conversation, but I had a friend in high school who was like that in the sense of like having a lot of money and like being kind of like on her high horse about it, and she was the worst. That was the first time I ever heard frenemy, because my mom would call her my frenemy, but she would like
we were moms know
they do
she's moms, like they be knowing
I recognize this behavior.
Yes,
but she we were going on spring break together, and my mom had packed me a sandwich for lunch, and I was eating it, and this friend was like, shouldn't you be dieting? In, like, 10th grade. And I was like, nah, no, we should not be dieting. And she, like, called me a fat ass a few times. But she was, like, this kind of person that, like, lived this very privileged life and was never told that she was doing anything wrong ever. Mm-hmm. So, that was the first friend that I successfully dropped. Because I was like, usually I could figure out a way to, like, turn it around and make me feel better about it, you know? And be like, oh, well, they're probably just going through something. And I'm sure that she was, but, like, I just couldn't be called fat again. I already had body image issues. So that was probably, that's probably the example that sticks out the most. But in terms of, like, a weirdo that clings on, I just had so many that, like, none of them really stand
Can
out.
Can you think of one specifically?
And I, like, genuinely liked them. That was the thing. It's, like, I'm so fucking weird, and, like, I've always been super fucking weird. So, like, I was never, like...
I don't necessarily mean the weird part. I had plenty of, like, really weird friends.
Uh-huh.
And I was weird. But I mean more of, like, the lying aspect of having, like compulsively lying and intentionally doing it.
Yeah.
And, like, the passive-aggressive language.
Well, what's your example? Because maybe it'll make me think of something.
There's, like, two girls I can think of specifically, but one of them, my mom hated her. I, like, could not, like, get rid of her in elementary school. But she, like, would just, like, lie about the craziest stuff. And then she would be like, everyone's saying that you got your outfit from Walmart. And, like, shit like that. And I was like, I mean, I didn't, but also who cares? And then she just was, like, would make things up. Oh, just, like one time, a kid in middle school died in an avalanche.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Like, what are the odds of that happening in Las Vegas?
Yeah.
And this little vibrating color. And then she went from, This happened at the beginning of the day. We were all talking about it, and she was like, "Oh yeah, I didn't know him." To the end of the day, where she was like, "He was my best friend. Oh, we were God. So close." she would make up like those kinds of lies, mm-hmm. just like really extravagant and obvious lies. Mm-hmm. And then I remember being like, telling my mom about her, and I was just like, she made it up. Like, how come everyone is like tolerating this girl being a psychopath? Uh-huh. She sucks. Uh-huh. She's not fun to be around, and she's always lying.
Compulsive lying is like a real thing. Like, it's a disorder. It's wild. It's like addictive for people.
There was this other girl. What grade was I in when this was happening? I might have been in, like, eighth grade, but she transferred to the school. I can't even remember her name. And it was, like, right after Mean Girls came out, and she, like, told everyone that she had lived in Africa.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then we're like, oh, that's pretty cool. It's like the movie.
Yeah.
And then I can't remember what class we had together, but, like, I just, like, talked to her in that class, and then I told her, like, I had to go to a dance practice, because I was on a dance team, and, like, outside of school, and, like, she could come to a class with me, so we, like, gave them, my mom and I gave her a ride to, like, try one of these classes, and then I told my mom about, like, what she had told me. And then my mom talked to her mom and was like, oh, so I heard that, like, you guys were living in Africa for a while. Like, what were you doing there? And then her mom was like, I don't know why she's telling people that. Like, that's not true.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And then I confronted her and I was like, why would you lie about that?
Yeah.
That's so weird. And then I think I told everyone that she was lying about
it. Oh, my God. What was her reason for lying?
I don't think she had one. Oh, she was and like, I mean, sorry. Obviously, like, looking back on it, the truth is, like, she just wanted to be liked because she was going to be a new girl. Mm-hmm. And who knows what her life was like at her past school.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, like, you really can be whoever you want when you're new in school.
And you're, like, in your dumb little, like, 13-year-old brain, you're like, I'm going to this new school. I can be whoever I want. Uh-huh. I'm going to, like, be redefine really cool. myself.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Just, like, whatever.
That example.
Yeah.
Sparked a couple of examples in my head. There was a girl that I was friends with who I did theater with who lied that she had cancer. And to the point of where she was, like, wearing, like, a headscarf and everything and was like, I'm dying, and, like, got a boyfriend who thought that she was dying and, like...
Did she have hair under her scarf?
She had hair under her scarf. Mm-hmm.
Did everyone know she had hair under her scarf?
No.
What?
Yeah. There was one
teacher. Did the teachers think she had cancer?
She was a pathological liar. She was one of those. She, like, lied about everything. She changed her name, like, 3 times. But she, I went to college with her, and she was, like, I kind of dropped her, and she was really good friends with,
everyone find out she was lying about having cancer?
Somebody exposed her.
Did her parents know she's, like, going to school and pretending she had cancer?
I'm not sure.
How do you think you're going to be that slick?
Yeah, seriously. It's like, what's your plan after a while? Like, oh my hair just, like, came back. Like,
she has Munchausen's.
Yeah, I mean, probably. Like, I feel like if you lie that much. And then there was another guy that I went to high school with who was dating the toxic friend that I was just talking about. And he had this whole elaborate fucking lie. We were in junior high at this point. He convinced everybody that he went to Johns Hopkins when, like, by the time he was already 12, and he just, like, wanted to have a normal life, so he, like, went back to middle school, but, like, he also has a job at Microsoft, and, like, he, like, has, like, a high-paying job at Microsoft because he went to Johns Hopkins, but, like, he wanted to go to middle school because, like, he wanted, like, to be a normal kid. And nobody believed him, but he, like, kept on this lie, and then one of, you know, like, one of those cool teachers that, like, hangs out with the kids, you know, it's, like, everyone's favorite, like, hangs out after school. We confronted him about him, and he, said that, no, confronted his dad about it, and his dad said, yeah, like, he has it in his mind that he works for Microsoft, and, like, we don't really want to cut him down because he's, like, really into this idea and we feel like we're stifling his dreams if we try to, like, shit like that. Yeah, I'm like, you know, you're enabling a compulsive liar is yeah. what you're doing. And even today, like, he actually ended up going to Johns Hopkins, this guy, and I don't believe it. I'm like, did he just, like, pay for, like, a cap and gown and just, like, stood outside the school? Because he was lying about everything for so long.
I'll yeah, how him. Are you supposed to believe?
Seriously.
What's real? And then, I mean, like my therapist said, like, when I was telling the story about that guy who, like, lied about staying with my family, I do think it's a good thing to try and remember, like, maybe the lies that these kids tell is because it's better than what their life was actually like at home. Bless you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's, like, an escape for them.
Yeah.
But he also lived a very privileged life. So it's, like, one of those things that's, like, his parents were, like, overly supportive of him.
They're the just like, he has such a big imagination.
That's him.
Like, I wonder where he came up with all of this these ideas.
His dad worked for Microsoft, so I think that he would just, like, watch him and, like, kind of mirror his behavior so he could be like, yeah, I have, like, a V-dash and, like, da-da-da, you know what I mean? Like, say all the shit that, like, we didn't, there was no way of us, like...
We don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, none of this, but it sounds legit, so I guess maybe you're telling the truth, but, like, still, everybody was onto his shit. But, yeah. So those were my two compulsive liars that passed through my life.
He's, like, cute. He looks like a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but how do you know if he's telling the truth or not?
Right. Yeah.
Well.
Whoop, there it is. But yeah, no. Those, so, like, I guess that those are the two examples that really stand out. It's just scary, because it's, like, yeah, like, there might be some sort of, like, inner workings of, like, their history that makes them that way. But, like, at the same time, like, maybe there isn't, and they're just, like,
yeah,
destructive. And so it's like,
yeah, I don't want sometimes like that they just grow up to be shitty adults.
Mm-hmm. I mean, these two I think did.
I don't know anything about the first girl I talked about. Like, I don't know what she's up to.
Uh-huh.
I know she tried to add me on Facebook, like, in college, and I was like, fuck you, no.
Yeah.
She made up some other weird lie about me that I can't remember off the top of my head.
Ugh, that's just, like, that's insecurity.
Have you ever had someone, like, make up a lie about you?
Oh, yeah. There's one of my best guy friends growing up told everyone I was a lesbian in middle school in sixth grade, which is, if somebody spread a rumor that I was a lesbian now, I'd be like, okay, I'm not, but, like, it's fine. But, like, as a sixth grader and you're trying someone to be liked and it's, like, before people are, like, accepting...
Like, you're like, no, I want boys to like
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I'm like, but I'm not.
I like boys.
I'm not a lesbian, but then he...
They don't want to date me if they think I'm gay.
Right. Like, hello, that makes me unavailable to them.
Yeah.
No, but he came out, like, a couple of years later. So it was, like, him trying to, like, deter the attention from him.
Dude, a gay guy in college, like, before he came out, he, like, told extravagant lies that, like, he and I were hooking up while I had a boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I've had... like, two or three different guys make up that lie that I was sleeping with them. And I was like, what? What the fuck?
Yeah.
You think that I can't corroborate this? And then I've always wondered, like, who do you think is more likely to lie about hooking up? Like, I feel like guys are more likely to lie that they have hooked up with someone, and girls are more likely to lie that they have not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's so societal, because men are, like, applauded for having sex, and, like, women are shamed for having sex. Ah! Wow, what a perfect picture to paint.
And some of y'all are embarrassing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We don't want people to know.
Uh-uh. I'm keeping some of that shit to myself.
It's because you're ugly. I'm just kidding. But have you seen those Twitter memes? It's just, like, girls are, like, they're, like, we don't show pictures of you to our friends because you're ugly. I don't think that at all. I have an entire album on my phone dedicated to my boyfriend.
Yes.
I'm so obnoxious. I'm, like, a mom.
So, like, you want to see my boyfriend?
Yeah, smile for the smile. Take a picture of you.
You're going to get one of those wallets, you, like, flick it out, and there's just, like, pictures of him.
Well, anytime I post a picture of him, someone is in my DMs, like, thirsting after
him. Yeah, so he's funny. A hunk. It's so funny. It's
like, I love it.
Yeah. It feels so good to have people be like, damn, like,
you, like, got a honey.
I'm like, yeah, I did. So did he. What's that?
I think he's only posted, like, one picture of me on his story. And it was not a good one of me.
Oh.
I'm sure people...
Oh, it's the glasses one.
Yeah.
I love that
I'm
picture.
I'm sure people are like... Her?
Shut up. Not even. You know, anybody that cares enough about who he's dating has already figured out who you are and gone through all your pictures and is like, okay,
fine.
She's hot. Yeah. Okay, I get it.
That's true. I, well, like, I wonder, yeah, I think about that sometimes, of, like, what girls in, like, your past are trying to figure out.
Oh, yeah.
Who you're dating.
Yeah, there are a bunch of people that know who you are and you do not know that they exist.
I love that for
you're like
me.
A celeb.
They're listening to the podcast, like, God damn it!
Me.
This girl fucking sucks.
You're talking about me.
Wait,
hold on.
I hate
you. I didn't consent to this.
Like, I'm thinking about what I would do, like, you know, if my feelings were hurt because of the person I like or, like, had broken my heart or something, is dating someone new, and then you're gonna creep on that girl, right?
Uh-huh.
So then you're like, okay, I need to find something to hate about her. And we have this whole ass podcast. We're probably, like, listening to it, like,
yeah.
Looking for our email. Excuse me, I don't like what you said about gamers.
Oh, my God. I wonder if that person listens, like, consistently, just waiting for us to bring
up
that comment.
Well, I looked up their name, and I didn't find
anything about them.
With that name.
Yeah, me neither.
So I'm like, meh.
Do you want to address it?
I don't know if I care enough.
Yeah.
We can.
Yeah, it's totally up to you.
So we had someone, we might as well talk about it, and then if I want to cut it out, we can cut it out.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
So someone emailed us about one of our episodes, I can't remember which one, but we were talking about the Am I the Asshole thing on Reddit, and I had said something about, like, gamers being misogynistic, and someone wrote us a very, like, politely worded email, but they were like, well, I don't understand where this comment came from, because I'm not a gamer, but sometimes I play video games, and it hurt my feelings. And it just was like, it was just very ironic. Like, our podcast, you know what we're about.
Mm-hmm.
And to have a man reach out to mansplain to me, like, how he feels about misogyny.
It's misogynistic.
Yeah.
Policing
because
how women,
it hurt his feelings.
Policing how women discuss their own experiences with misogyny is misogynistic.
And for him to say, like, he was like, well, I think, like, if there's a reason that you think this, you should explain that and, like, explain your experience or talk about it. Like, I think it would be a good topic. But then I'm like, literally all you have to do, like, that was the day that women stopped streaming on Twitch to protest misogyny in the gaming community.
You weren't
and it's just
some,
widely known. It's,
yeah, you weren't making some outlandish claim.
Yeah. And
this is something everyone knows.
This is common knowledge. And I'm not going to sit here and hold your hand about, like, what is not misogynistic. You have Google.
Mm-hmm.
You can look it up.
Look up the desk.
And I don't have to be the one to corroborate this. Like, you can read any woman's story who is a gamer or who has tried streaming on Twitch. And, like, I've tried streaming on Twitch, but I don't play video games. Like,
mm-hmm.
So it is a little different. But you are, like, constantly going to be sexually harassed on Twitch.
Weren't people trying to, like, guess your bra size?
Yes.
When you were what? When I was talking about when Twitch first became a thing, I was like, oh, that'd be, like, that kind of sounds fun. And, like, one of our girlfriends that we work with was like, do not, because it's, like, a disgusting place to be. That's
mm-hmm.
all that you were saying by that. But regardless, if you were talking about some other experience that you've had with misogyny, and again, it was a very politely worded email, like, I truly believe that it was well-intentioned, but it's important to talk about that, like, your experience with misogyny, there's no way that anybody that hasn't experienced it can understand how it feels. There's no way. Because you don't know until you're experiencing it. So, like, to try to say something like, that was a little, like,
that was really
statement-y.
Harsh.
It's like, oh, sorry you thought it was harsh. Like, it doesn't negate the fact that it's the truth.
Yeah.
Like, sorry you were offended. Sorry that I said it.
Literally all he has to do is go and look up women's experiences. Like, I'm not going to sit here and explain them to you.
Mm-hmm.
You are perfectly capable of doing that. And it wouldn't have fit into, if we were telling another person's story.
Yeah.
Right. Am I the asshole?
See, it's like, it's tough because I don't want people to feel like they can't give us feedback about stuff too. But like, that's not the issue here. We want to get
it. It just seemed like I want to write this email.
Exactly.
For the sake of writing it.
Uh-huh. It was like kind of a reach. But again, it was polite. Again, we do want feedback. We're not going to be defensive every time we get feedback. We're learning.
It's like, you might not be our audience guy.
Yeah. You don't need to listen. Like, yeah. This is, we recognize, when we chose to do this, we recognized it wasn't going to be for everyone. And there's no way that we can encapsulate the entire human experience and not upset, like, somebody in the process.
We literally, we cannot encapsulate the entire human experience in a podcast. Uh-huh. And
there are incredible podcasts out there that cover what you're looking for. And thank you for trying ours. I genuinely, not making a joke, truly appreciate you giving it a go. And if it's not for you, then like.
That's perfectly fine. Yeah.
I'm so excited for you to find something that's
for
you.
We are only speaking from our own experiences. Uh-huh. So yeah. I can't encapsulate a man's perspective of misogyny.
No, that'd be out of pocket. You can only talk to what you know. Just like this guy was trying to talk to us about what he knows. He's like, not all gamers. It just really bummed me out. But
I thought it was hilarious. I was like, okay.
I think that I'm just so, I'm way too, Liz and I have had a lot of conversations about this behind the scenes. About, like, I think that I am a little too over the top about, like, not wanting to hurt people's feelings. I've had a lot of conversations about, like, with people in communities that I don't belong to of, like, how it's, like, how we should word things and how we should refer to different genders and, like, and everything. And, like, we both want to do a good job with
it.
We
want to be inclusive, but
right.
also,
and respectful,
like,
and, yeah.
At the same time, it loses, our podcast will lose, like, its intention if we're trying to speak on behalf of other people.
Mm-hmm, right. There's a difference between being inclusive and trying to speak for everybody.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I think that the line is a little blurred.
It is. And we're not going to be perfect.
No. Oh my God, we're going to fuck
learning.
Up.
Yeah.
Right. like everybody is. I think cancel culture has everybody on edge. I watched Ellen have to apologize today for being in a bad mood sometimes. And it's just like cancel culture has gotten so out of hand. It's just gotten so out of hand. It's like everybody is so. Some people deserve to be canceled. I will say, like, people like Shane Dawson, like, that whole thing is like, go away, you know? Like, you're actually, you did fucked up shit. But then there's people that are like, oh, like, he was like mean to like the concierge. And it's like, oh, cancel, like, you know, the like Shawn Mendes is over party, like the whole thing that happens on Twitter. And it's like,
yeah,
y'all are just bored. We're all stuck inside. Mm-hmm. You don't actually care
and
about
this.
And
not everyone is perfect every day.
Mm-hmm.
And we also need to accept that like people are allowed to change.
Yeah.
You need to like let them change.
What's the point of educating people if you're not going to accept them when they change?
Yeah. Hello? And change is not exclusive to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, I have a hard time accepting that about my exes.
Don't we all?
Change is not exclusive to me. They're allowed to change, too, and you know what? You hope they do, and you hope they don't.
Gotta believe in karma somewhere along the
exactly.
line.
Exactly.
Anyway, I'm glad that we talked about it.
Yeah, me too.
We'll see if you leave it in.
Yeah.
But it felt good just to say.
TBD. Because we haven't discussed it in person.
Yeah, no, we haven't.
But Amelia had made a really good point when we were talking about it via text, which is like, you said, I want to give you my perspective on misogyny. Or, like, and you were like, I don't like what you said because, one, it hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
Or something like, it was just so perfect.
So
your perspective on misogyny is wrong because, one, it hurts my feelings.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know.
Even people in, like, Amelia's comments in DMs are like, you make a great point, but I like it better when I make the same exact point.
Oh, you guys, I've been on this,
the mansplaining we receive is phenomenal.
Astronomical. I have been on this kick where I cannot stop researching Venus, the planet, like everything going on with Venus. It's a character flaw. I recognize it's about myself. I can't stop talking about Venus.
This person is listening to the podcast.
I don't think they do. I mean, if he does, then
he seems like he's in love with you, so he might.
He is all up in my shit. But my friend that introduced that, like, is the connector between us. I think probably said something to him because he's like backed off a little bit. But I posted a story about them like finding potential. I worded it this way: potential signs of life on Venus. And he came into my DMs and he was like, "It's not a sign of life. It's like they think that it's possible." And I'm like, "Yeah."
Potential means.
Was the operative word of this. And, like, whatever. I don't really give a fuck about, like, that fact in isolation. But that's, like, men just love saying what I just said back to me just a little bit differently to make me feel stupid. And I'm like, no, not today. I'm an arguer. I feel like
it's not to make you feel stupid, but it's
to make them feel smart.
I think it's to try and impress you.
I'm like, I just said that, dude. What am I going to read that and be like, wow, that's so impressive. They're like, I wish I had that thought.
They're like, wow, smart girl, big eyelashes, pretty. Say something smart. Say what she said back to her. Pretty girl eyelashes like me?
Oh my god. Oh my god.
That's what happens in their caveman brain.
I'm so fucking over it. Like, I look back on how I used to, like, love that kind of attention from men. Like, when I was much younger, like, any attention.
Oh, yeah. I would totally feed into the little baby thing.
Like, oh my god. Wow. But like, now I'm like,
I'm a little baby.
No, meet me with some new info or don't reach out to me at all.
I'm a cutie.
Tell me I'm cute. Mm. Make me feel wanted. Now I'm like, you're making me feel too wanted. Please leave me be. Leave me alone. Like, if I'm not giving you attention back, it's probably time for you to take the L, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if I'm not answering you back, like, it's been like 3 or 4 times now, I'm probably never gonna. And if I do, it's because I'm scared. Which is sad and true.
And Amelia, I don't know, you were pretty blunt with him, too. You're like, yeah, that's why I said possible.
Yeah. I was like, that's literally what I just said. He's like, oh, I know, and you were making a great point. And I'm like, then leave it at that. Just tell me I made a great point and walk away. Ugh, I can't stand it. We're gonna get men in our email box, like, I felt offended by that because I just try to be nice.
Mansplaining.
It's not nice.
Mansplaining. Mansplanations to you. We love to see it, ladies.
My head just like pops off my neck.
This is also something that's really hilarious. Like when we first started this podcast, you can tell who's genuine and like who is like trying to flex for you.
Uh-huh.
Like we had so many men be like, if you need any help,
yeah,
I can help you.
What
and
kind
I'm
of
like,
equipment do you have?
Yeah, constantly asking about equipment. And I'm like, I went to school.
Yeah.
I have a degree.
Yeah.
Doing these things.
I do know how to do this. Thank you so much. But they see just like a girl and they're like, she must be helpless.
Yeah. Girl don't know computer. Only boy know computer. I'll help, girl. But then we also have, like, our male friends who sincerely were like, I actually have some equipment I can send you that I'm not using.
That's so different. We're using one of our guy friends.
Yes. Shout out to Tim.
Microphone right
we're
now.
We're using
Tim, we
a
love
microphone
you.
He
Whenever
doesn't
Whenever you
use.
Want this back, let us know. We've
it's
just, like,
mine.
Stolen it for 3 months. Yeah, it's like the amount of people
I was like,
that came
Amelia,
out of fucking woodwork.
How many women have tried to ask you if you need help?
None of them. People have asked
not a single
my
woman.
Help, like advice, and nobody,
oh, yeah.
Nobody has
definitely have a,
tried to help.
I've had a hand, no. Only one woman? No, maybe two. Asked a couple questions about like tech stuff and like what we use.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of the other communication from women, and some men, gay men usually, is just like, thank you for talking about this, or like, like this was funny, or whatever. Like
we are okay,
yes,
men. Like we're great. Like, and I'm sure it comes from a good place somewhere deep down. But like being like the like, oh, like you probably need my help. Like, What software are you using to edit that? Oh, it's like, now we're at.
Just so many dudes. It was
so many dudes.
It's pretty
funny. The sheer
funny.
Volume is frightening.
Yeah.
Ugh, I can't. I cannot deal. I really can't.
Yeah. I'm
but
not
then
trying.
There are
just want
to
let
the...
you guys know, you know, let them come to you if they need help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know?
But then there are a lot of, like you said, a lot of guys that have come to us just like, hey, like, I have this if you need it. Like, yeah. One of my friends reached out and was like,
if you're gonna help, then help.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't talk about it, be about it.
Yeah. Don't be like, if you need help, just be like, hey, listen to your podcast, and I think that you should try this. Mm-hmm. Instead of, like...
I love that shit. I'm like, fuck yeah, we're still learning.
Yeah, yeah. Instead of, like...
Oh.
Girl don't know tech. It's like, what? I don't know. I don't see why we need to, like, buy all this expensive gear right away.
No.
We'll get there.
No, totally. We will.
Anyways.
But we're doing great without it.
It's... We
thank you.
Also, I just want to clarify, like, we do love men. We know so many men. We love so many men. It's just y'all are really funny sometimes.
It's so funny. We have to clarify that. Yeah. We do love men.
Yeah.
But there are the few that
we know
stick
men.
Out.
We love men.
The loud minority is who we're
the
talking
loud
about.
Minority. Yeah. We just want to address the loud minority. Uh-huh. The loud minority who thinks they're the silent majority.
Yes, that's the thing. They all think that they're speaking for all men. No. Oh, my God. It's so, ugh. Anyway, but they're yes, funny. We do love men. We have so many great men in our
life. We appreciate that really you guys offered to help, but, you know, don't. If you're like, girl, need help? Unless she's asking for your help, she doesn't need it.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Anyways.
So
we are gathered here today.
I want to talk about
to discuss body counts.
I wanted to talk about body counts because Liz and I have alluded in past episodes to us not we're not ever going to say what our body counts are.
The more I think about it, I literally don't. I would have to sit and think for several minutes to try and remember what my number is.
I've started writing it in my phone because I was genuinely curious.
Oh yeah, I used to do that.
But I think I just did it like 2 weeks ago. I who knows? I don't, but I just don't care.
No.
Like, it's not even really a thing. It was a thing in like high school, but it got me thinking, like, who has had the most sex in the world? And there are these twins. There are these twin women.
Ooh.
In Amsterdam.
Are they alive right now?
Yes, they're 70. They're Amsterdam's oldest prostitutes.
Sex workers.
That, yeah, sorry, I was reading a headline from BBC. Right?
Oh, well,
BBC said it. We're going to call them sex workers.
Yeah.
But so
suck it, BBC.
Is, yeah, we know best, BBC. But let's call them
us,
sex workers.
Two white girls in America. We know best. No, but anyways, call them sex workers.
Okay, we're going to call them sex workers because I agree. That is a better, that feels better to say. So, Amsterdam's oldest sick sex workers have a combined total of, guess, how many men?
A combined total. Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to say 69 just because that's funny, but.
So, they've been in Amsterdam, like, in the red light district for probably 50 years now?
Oh, God. 10,000.
Higher.
Are you serious? 20?
Higher.
50.
It's like a crazy high number.
100.
Higher.
500,000. Half a
million. Lower.
Oh, okay.
355,000 men combined.
God damn.
Which, like, got me thinking about
what... But, like,
what,
are they okay?
That was my first question.
Yeah.
Because, like, are they...
Sexual health-wise.
That's another question. But, like, I was like, are they... That's a lot of men.
Yeah.
And here I am being like, body count doesn't matter. 355,000 people. But they've been...
I can't imagine tolerating that many men is the thing.
I have a hard time with like one a week.
Trim it down.
But yeah, they like seem pretty happy. Look at these women. They seem like they're there by their own, like they're consenting to be there, you know what
yes,
I mean? This is their
of
career,
course.
And they've probably made so much money doing it. So I think, like, mentally, they're probably okay. The article is...
Yeah, oh my God,
robust.
Look at them.
Uh-huh.
I fucking love this picture of them.
Fidel Castro is the next highest, 35,000. Wilt Chamberlain, 20,000. Charlie Sheen is on this list with 5,000. But so I was reading this, and I was just like... Because I was thinking about, like, how numbers is such a thing for people. Like, and I don't really know where that came from. I don't know if it's, like, a jealousy thing or like why people care so much? Like, what do you think it is? Like, why do you think people care so much about other people's numbers?
God.
I know it's a heavy question.
To quote John Mulaney, we don't have time to unpack all of that. But I think that it comes from like a whole bunch of different things, you know? Like, it's weird that the word virgin was shameful for so long. Like, you were ashamed to have your virginity and be a virgin, but then you're like slutty if you don't. And then like, even like we just said earlier, like people can just lie about hooking up with you.
Yeah.
And then that, like, people are now in a circumstance where they have to choose who they believe, and then you're not in control of your own sexual narrative.
And, like, why should people care about, like, your sexual experiences? Well, they do.
I think a lot of us are raised religiously, and I know I had mentioned to you I wanted to talk about purity culture along with this, and I had seen this woman on TikTok who explained her experience with purity culture, and she basically, I mean, she summed it up in a minute, but it was like, she explains how when you're raised religiously, you are immediately taught that you need to wait until marriage to have sex. So from the beginning, you're told that your body is not your own. You're saving it for a man that you don't know. So, like, along with that comes a lot of shame around sex. And it's not like that shame just goes away once you're married and you can just have sex. And I think, like, that's really it's a really harmful narrative to perpetuate. Because then I think it also probably leads to, like, domestic violence and sexual assault. And
sex has been weaponized for forever.
I mean, like, boys are also receiving the same message of, like, oh, women, a girl has to save her body for you, for marriage. And, like, you will they just believe it's for them.
Yeah.
So, like, if a woman doesn't want to have, if their wife doesn't want to have sex with them, they're like, but this is mine.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you are an object because you were waiting for me, and now you're at my will.
Yeah. Like, I grew up Catholic, and I would say, like, I also grew up around being made to feel ashamed of my body and having sex and, like, just, you know, being a teenager going through puberty.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I think a lot of religions are becoming a little bit more lenient now. Not all of them, but, like, I know a lot of my Christian friends are like, yeah, we're freaks, like, you know, and they're, like, so open about their sexuality.
Yeah, you can believe in Jesus and have sex.
Right. Wasn't Jesus, like, hanging out with prostitutes?
Yes.
Sex workers?
I had also seen another TikTok. I bet the algorithm targeted me. But it was of, like, some sermon or something. It was a recording, and I don't know what the person was just reacting to the recording, and it was someone saying, like, when he was he went to church, and everyone in this sermon was in high school or college, and it was about sex, and a pastor was like, brought out a rose and was like, this rose smells amazing, and I want everyone to pass it around and smell it. And then when it comes back to him at the end of the sermon, it's, like, falling apart. And he was like, now who would want this rose? And then the person retelling the story, he was like, I was infuriated, and it took everything in me not to scream at him, Jesus would want this rose. And, like,
Yes. I just got chills when you said that. I'm not even religious, but I'm like, yeah, hello?
Yeah. Oh, I started crying. I was like, oh my God, yeah.
No, but that's so true.
Because there are so many people on their, like, religious high horse who are behaving in ways that are so judgmental of other people, and that goes against everything that their supposed savior stood for.
Yes.
And it's just like, I don't think it's your place to be judging people.
Right.
Shouldn't that be your God's job?
Yeah, like, right. I know a lot of Christian men that are also saving themselves for marriage. And, like, so, like, the just having it be, like, just them two having that experience with each other is what's driving them forward. And that's different, I think, than it being, like, well, like, to my be raised, wife has to be clean. Like, I don't need to be, but, like, she has to. The rose can't be falling apart. Like, give that is that at that point is weaponizing sex.
Yeah, exactly.
From the outside. I've been to church a time. So, like, I don't actually know how it's being discussed in most churches. But just using that rose example, like, that's really, that's very fucked up.
Yeah.
I would have started crying, too, if I saw that.
I just, like, obviously not all people who are religious believe this. I totally don't think that at all.
No way in
hell. I do think that...
so to speak.
No way in hell. I do think that a lot of us were raised religiously and have since started questioning, like, the faith we were raised to believe and decide for ourselves how we feel about where our faith is. And
Jesus still loves a tattered rose. You know?
Man, just, we've like, gone all over the map with this.
This has turned into a religious podcast. We're really living up to our name now.
Yeah, the Holy Hour.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I feel like you're gonna cut out so much of that.
Maybe
we just like got into it.
I don't want to piss off anyone who is religious.
No, like, oh my God. So many people in my life that I love are religious and go to church every week, and like I have nothing wrong with religion. I think there's just the select few.
Yeah. I think my point is just like at that age, as a teenager, like we are challenging like what we were raised to believe and you're going through puberty, like and I think that like caring about body count is, there are so many different reasons. I think a big part of it is does stem from like being raised religiously and being exposed to purity culture, whether or not like your parents participated in that, but you're still around it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, totally.
So I think that has something to do with it. And, you know, that's how women are treated.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, I think it's natural to be curious. And, like, want to know, like, does this person have more or less experience than me?
See, that was it for me. Like, when I cared about body count the most was when I was a virgin. And, like, I thought that girls that had sex were so cool. Like, to the point of, like, me being so, like, jealous about it. That I was like, I haven't had that experience yet. And so I was like, how many people do you think she slept with? Like, I was, like, obsessed with knowing. So, like, I would see women be like, what we were talking about before we got into the religion conversation. Of, like... When, like, boys in, like, ninth grade would have sex, they were, like, cool. And then, like, the girl in that
That's
same situation.
So
yeah. The girl in that same situation would be, like, a slut, you know? And, like, they both had sex together. Like, why are we treating one of them differently than the other one?
Yep.
And so, when we would talk about body counts growing up, like, again, I was always kind of, like, in awe of girls that had sex before I did. But, like, when other people would be talking about it, it would be, like, oh, he's so cool. He's had sex with, like, 15 girls. And then if it was, like, ugh, she's had sex with 15 guys. Like, ugh, like, do you think she's an addict? Like, stuff like that. And it's, like, what the fuck is that?
And then the idea that, like, your vagina gets loose. And I get it. Like, when you went to middle school and high school and college, maybe that's what you would, like, tell your boys. And there's, like, that bro culture of masculinity or whatever. But we're past that.
Yeah, we're grown now.
We're past that, fellas. It's 2020.
It's time to...
The kids, Gen Z, on TikTok, they're educating each other. You better watch the fuck out. They're scary. I love them.
Yeah, I know. Okay, ready? Fuck, marry, kill. Thank you for sending it to me. Jafar. Gaston. And Ursula.
Jafar, Gaston, and Ursula? Okay. This was so fun. I think that I would marry Ursula.
Ooh, I need reasons for all of these, because they're all...
Okay. Deplorable. I mean, they're all the villain.
Yeah.
Ursula... She can change how she looks. First of all, if we want to change things up and get spicy in the bedroom, we can do that.
That's true.
So that would be fun. I also feel like she's misunderstood.
Ursula?
Yeah, maybe I'm misremembering the movie, but
maybe. I
mean, we only see one side of a victim. That's true. A victim. There's we only see one side of a a villain.
That's true. The
Maybe villains are the victim. Who knows?
They might be. There was that part where she like squeezed those two like snails into her mouth. Do you remember that part?
Yeah.
Or they were like shrimp.
Yeah.
My entire life, I was like, that looked really good.
That's how I felt about the bugs that they eat.
Lime cake.
I would eat noodles and pretend they were like, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
They were little caterpillars.
Oh, Disney.
And then
really?
You look at a caterpillar and you're like, I don't want to eat that.
Yeah, actually, on second thought, no, I don't think so.
I'll continue eating pasta salad and pretending it's the grub that they eat in Lion King. Anyways, you know, if we threw Scar into the mix, that'd be different.
I was going to do Scar instead of Ursula, but...
We need to throw Ursula in there.
Yeah.
She's
the baddest bitch. Yeah.
I think I would fuck Jafar.
He's probably a freak.
Something, yeah, there's something kind of sultry about him. He's a little pointy, though.
He's very pointy.
But I think if he were a real person, he'd be hot.
I think that my interest in BDSM
comes from Jafar.
Comes from Jafar, because that scene where he, like, ties up Jasmine, she's, like, in the chains. Uh-huh. As a kid, I was like, What's that?
If there's any BDSM daddies listening.
I'm in the market.
Amelia's interested.
I'm in the market. I'm curious. I'm a curious little BB. A guy that I've been hooking up with is 100% into BDSM.
He doesn't know it yet. Yeah.
He doesn't know it, but he
will find out.
He'll find out.
Yeah.
Bring some stuff.
Fun. Okay. And then I would kill Gaston because he just gives off such small dick energy.
He for sure does.
He's the kind of dude who would be like, yeah, I'm, like, gonna fuck you so good, baby girl, and, like, not deliver. Like, he would last 4 minutes in bed.
Mm-hmm.
But Jafar, that... He'll make you a good girl.
Fuck you right and treat you wrong.
Fuck you right and treat you wrong. Oh, my God. So we got Prince Eric from The Little Mermaid.
Okay.
So
hot. I always thought he was so hot.
Aladdin.
Ooh, this is already tough.
And, ooh, Li Shang.
Oh, no. Those are the best ones.
I know.
Ooh. I'd probably marry Li Shang.
Mm-hmm.
Because... love a provider, and he could I feel like Aladdin and Prince Eric would be like worthless if there was like an intruder in the house, you know.
Aladdin for sure.
Yeah, I'll probably
if there was an intruder.
I'm thinking like survival here, so I'd probably marry him. I would probably see Aladdin's always been like my number one, but I would probably over him and Prince Eric. I would probably kill Aladdin just because like.
Aladdin's kind of a fuckboy.
Yeah, he's like, and I understand where that came from because he like came from nothing and all of a sudden he had everything, or like seemingly. So like, I get.
We've
that.
All seen what happened to Logan and Jake Paul.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Their hairlines are leaving the building.
Oh my God, Liz.
Sorry. We'll do Tarzan.
Okay.
Hercules.
Okay.
And let's do Simba.
Oh.
Tarzan, Hercules, and Simba.
I'd fuck Tarzan. Now I'm going to sound like an animal abuser if I kill Simba. Simba? I know, I'm really sorry. I've upset Grandpa.
He's like,
what are you talking about, killing cats? Okay, no. You know what? I'm gonna kill Tarzan. Because, like, I could do without.
You're gonna kill Tarzan?
I think I would kill Tarzan.
Okay.
I would... I would fuck Hercules. I want to be, like, thrown around like a rag doll, you know? And then... in bed. Not, like, in an abusive sense. Oh, my God.
We all saw the way he picked up Meg.
I just love...
When he was on his way out.
Make me feel itty-bitty. I just want to feel like a little lady.
Small girl.
I want to feel small. I think that was a complex growing up, always taller than all the boys in my class. I always wanted to be petite. So just, like, I like a big beefy man. Just pick me up. And then I'd probably marry Simba. Just because, like, he feels like he has... From the jump, it's been clear that he's had a big heart. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. That's probably going to be my answer. I don't have anything else to back it up than that.
I don't know. I think I would kill Simba.
Why?
He seems like a little bitch to me.
But Tarzan's, like...
He's like, I know I'm responsibility. I'm just going, like, to let my
same
dickhead uncle kill my dad. And then that's run away. And let him become the Trump of of society.
Trump is Scar.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
But not even in a hot way.
No.
Anyways.
Scar was pretty hot.
Yeah, there's something... But also, like...
That tiger.
Lion. Also, the Lion King is just Hamlet, and I fucking hate Hamlet. Mm. Hamlet sucks. He's a shitty character. I'm sorry, Shakespeare, but I fucking hate Hamlet.
Shakespeare didn't write any of this shit. I got my butts asleep.
Oh. And then, who would I... What were the... Tarzan and Hercules?
Hercules and Simba.
I think I would marry Hercules.
Okay.
And I would fuck Tarzan.
That's interesting. Isn't Tarzan kind of, like, dumb? It's been so long since
that's
I've seen
that's why
it.
I would fuck him.
I guess that's true. I think I've just started getting so selective just in the past 2 weeks that I'm like, no more dumb boys.
No more dumb pee-pee.
No more dumb pee-pee. No more dumb pee-pee. Oh God, Liz, my butt is so asleep. It's like,
I'm painful. Sorry. I should have given you a pillow.
Oh no, it's fine. I'm usually fine on the ground. I don't know what I'm doing.
It's this new carpet.
It must be. I'm just becoming assimilated to it. Yeah.
I think that's a good place to end.
Shall
it.
Shall we?
Are we end? We should wait for this. The 900th plane
We're
to
so
fly
efficient.
Over my building.
It's not even 9 o'clock yet. It's amazing. We're doing so well. Look at mm-hmm. us. Look at us go.
Whipping through it.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
As always, thank you for listening. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The Holy Hour. You're listening to this. You know how to spell it. I don't need to spell it. And you can email us at holyhourpodcast@gmail.com.
But only nice things.
Please don't tell us when
please
we're wrong.
Only... compliment us and
tell us what we're doing right.
Yeah,
we have complexes. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
But also you're wrong.
Yeah. Your opinion incorrect. Ours correct.
I'm sensitive.
What we say is gospel. That's why there's a church theme. Okay, well, thank you for listening. We love you.
Bye.
Bye. Oh.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.